our Lord, our rock, our refuge, our comforter, our redeemer, our provider. We have come unto this morning once again. Lord, we ask that you minister unto us comfort, strength, hope, grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's can put our hands together for the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. We had a wonderful time of prayers and worship. Remember, I said at the beginning of the month that the Lord said, we as a people, for the whole of the month of August, we should ask that the Lord should show us mercy and send help. I hope you remember. That God should show us mercy and send help. And throughout the month of August, all will be revolving around this. And this morning, I'll be speaking about divine help. Divine help. And I want us to read a passage that I expect to be familiar with us. In John chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. The book of John, chapter 5. And I want us to read from verse 1 through 8. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Verse 2. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever there first after the troubling of the water step in was made whole, or whatsoever disease he had. Verse 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man." "Sir, I have no man." This morning, I am speaking about divine help. Many times we need help, but every time we need it, not many times. If you are here today, you don't need help for today. Let me see your hands up. Every day of our lives, we need help. But several times we look for help. We expect help from the wrong places. This man that says, "I have no man," was he right or wrong? Can somebody answer me? Was he right? Was he right? Was he wrong? Was he wrong? No. But I will tell you the answer is yes and no. Do you know why? If he had no mount, how did he get there? Who took him to this place? Some people might have carried him to that place, but after a time, they became tired of his cry for help. They became weary of his need. They got tired of his demands. And so they abandoned him to his faith. As at that point, he said, I have no man. He actually had men, but men afraid him. See, when situation passes for some time, the help of man will fail. He actually had men, but a point in time, because of the persistence of the force of the devil upon his life to abort his destiny, every man that he had departed from him and he became alone. So at the time he was speaking, he had no man. But before that time, he had people. What am I saying? Vain is the help of man. And at that time, he didn't know that God was appearing to him in flesh. He was still busy looking for a man. I don't know how many of us are still busy looking for men this day. I want to charge us, let us begin to look for God more. There are certain situations that sometimes we look at it and we ask ourselves so many questions. We ask God questions. At times when I was looking at the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, when I look at verses 1 to 2, and I saw the kind of questions that Habakkuk was asking. Let's look at it. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. Let us look at the case of Habakkuk, the kind of question he was asking in that verse, and whether God actually answered him. Let's go to verse 2. Verse 2 and 3, sorry. Or I will just read only verse 2. Oh Lord, I will just read only verse 2. How long shall I cry and thou will not hear? Evil cry unto you of violence, and thou will not save. I don't know what came to your mind when you read that passage. That tells you of a man desperately in need of help. And he seemed to have sought God, cried to God, expected God to do something, but nothing happened. Several times we are in a situation that we have done all we need to do, or all we thought we need to do, and yet situation remain unchanged. But let me tell you, did God actually answer Habakkuk? Did God answer him? If you go to verse 2 of that passage or of that chapter, you will see the way God responded unto him. Let's look at verse chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, or maybe verse 3. Chapter 2 of Habakkuk. Quickly, please. I want us to be fast. I hope. Habakkuk chapter 2. Can somebody please read for me? If I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. That, and now what is, go to the next verse. Go to the verse. Please, I want us to be fast. Can somebody read it for me, please? I think. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that he may run that readeth it. God didn't respond to the questions of Habakkuk. The question of Habakkuk, why is it that I'm crying, you are not answering? Why is it I'm shouting, you are not responding? Why is it I'm praying, you are not answering? Habakkuk was agonizing. Habakkuk was traumatized. But when God will answer, God said, write division upon. But when did God answer? When he said, God, I will go and stand on my watch and wait and see what he will tell me. After Habakkuk had asked all the questions, he came to the conclusion that the best thing for me is to wait on God. The best thing for me is to seek him the more. The best thing for me is to go into a deeper intimacy until I can hear his voice. I've been hearing my own cries. I've been hearing the agony of my heart. But I think I've done enough of that. Let me just wait for him. And when he decided to stay on his watch, God came. And God said, now write it down. The man that will read this, he run. God rekindled his hope. God gave him a word assurance. This morning, whatever questions might be agitating your mind, the Lord will rekindle your hope this morning. And we are assure you of his grace, of his mercies, in the mighty name of Jesus. God has never failed, he will not fail. This month, I want to charge us once again, let us wait more on God for help. Because God will send help from Zion unto us. God will show us mercy. We might have been crying. We might have been praying. But this month, I am trusting God. God will show up in our lives one by one as we decide to wait more on him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you look at the book of Psalm 37, verse 39 to 40, let's see what God says there. Psalm 37, that maybe I'll read it from here because of time. And then Psalm 37, verse 39 to 40, it says, bear the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Why we find it difficult to project this scripture for people this morning? But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. What God is saying next is that I am your salvation. I am the one that can help you. People might fail you. I didn't say take the scripture away. I'm not saying take it away. People might fail you. People might disappoint you. You might be weak. You might be weary, but know that the salvation of the righteous of my people is in the Lord. I will strengthen you. Say, I will be your strength in the time of trouble. Look at verse 40. And the Lord shall do what? The Lord shall do what? He shall help them. Can you say, and the Lord shall help me? And the Lord shall help me. This is the month of mercy. This is the month of help. The Lord will help me. Say, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust him. The Lord said, I will help them. You might have been receiving help from man, but the help of man can go for a short while. It cannot go the whole long. Blind Bartimaeus had been receiving help since the day he was begging for alms. Every time he sat down there, people were giving him money. But the money they gave him was just to survive, to sustain for the day. The following day, he had to be there. He could not walk with his hand because he had no sight. Men were helping, but that help could not solve his problem. But the day Jesus appeared on the scene, I said, he said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And what happened? The help that's bigger than other help came into his life. He had his sight. So I want to tell you this morning that it does not matter the kind of situation, the kind of need, the kind of condition you have found yourself. I want you to trust God in more for help this month. Because the Lord said to me clearly that tell people to cry unto me for mercy and help this month, and I will show up. And I am trusting God that as we begin to wait on him, Lord, like Habakkuk, rather continue to complain, but seeking him the more, the Lord will come into our city in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to say it again and again. There may not be enough help coming from the nation. There may not be enough help coming from the leaders. There may not be enough help coming from your family and from your friends. But God said, "I will help you." If God can help you, you don't need to bother. But if God does not help you, and you are receiving help from man, at the end of the day, the case might be like that man who was helped to the pool of Bethesda. And after a while, he came back with a story that have no man. Don't look for men again. Let us look more for God. And Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 1, I want to read it quickly from here so that I can save some time. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. God is our refuge. It's a place we can ask, can run to safety when we are overwhelmed. When storms of life is rising against us, when we are confused, Bible says God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of need. If your pastor is your help, the pastor may not be there all the time. If your spouse is your help, he might not be there or she might not be there all the time. If your friend is your help, he or she may not be there all the time. But God, the Bible says, God is a very, I like the way he qualifies, not only present, very present. Can you see when a teacher is marking attendance? Many of our teachers, I remember when I was a student in the primary school, we used to mark attendance. They call you, say present, present, present. But yeah, don't say present, very present. I see to give you assurance. All the time that Habakkuk was crying, God was very present. All the time he was agonizing, God was very present. All the time he was agitating, God was very present. But his agitation did not make the presence of God to be apparent. God was present, was not apparent. But the moment he said, "I will stay upon my watch, I will wait," at that time, God began to speak. I want to assure you this morning, God will show and reveal himself to you that is very present with you in the mighty name of Jesus. As we run all this exercise this morning, I just want to read Isaiah 41, verses 10 to 14, and we'll begin to pray. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 13 and 14. And I hope they will be able to. Now, for high the Lord God will hold your right hand. Say unto you, fear not, I will help you. The enemy might be beaming fear. Reality of life might be beaming fear. Situation around might be beaming fear. What is happening in the country, in the nation, in the world might be bringing fear. But God said, fear not, I will help you. Because without the help, one may perish. But with the help of God, you will see through. Verse 14, and we begin to pray. Fear not, thou womb Jacob. Ye men of Israel, I will help thee, said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I don't know the fear you have this morning. I don't know what is it that has considered a source of worry and constant fear to your life. Is it your career? Is it your finances? Is it your spouse? Is it your help? Whatever it is, remember what God is saying this morning. Fear not. Tell somebody, fear not. Tell somebody, fear not. Tell him how God said, I will help you. Tell yourself, God said, he will help me. God said, he will help me. I want you to stand on our feet. My help.
All of my help cometh from the Lord.
The Lord this morning. Begin to ask that the Lord will help you. Begin to rebuke fear in your life. Begin to rebuke fear in your life. Begin to rebuke the fear of failure. Begin to rebuke the fear of disappointment. Begin to rebuke the fear of sickness. Begin to rebuke the fear of sorrow. Begin to rebuke the fear of death. Begin to rebuke the fear of stagnation. Begin to rebuke the fear of poverty. Begin to rebuke the fear of lack. Begin to rebuke the fear of need. Begin to ask for help. Cry for help from the Lord. Cry for help from the Lord. Cry for help from the Lord. Tell God where you need help. Tell God where you need help. He said, I will help thee. 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 Cry for his help. Cry for his help. Cry for his help. Maska papa papa, randa shki papa papa, randa kaska papa, rando koko skopo shibaba, randa kaka sambalaga, randa kaska pashinda, randa kusko boshkebo, randa kuskebo shebo liba, randa kaka kaka sambalaga, randa kaka kaka sambalaga, randa kaka kaka sambalaga, randa kuka sambalaga, randa kaka sambalaga, rego sopo liga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before I pray, tell God you are helpless without him. Irrespective of what you think is your skill, your connections, your contact, your qualification, tell God this morning, God, I am helpless without you. So now I'm asking for your help. Without you, I am helpless. But with you, I'm home and dry. So this morning, the only thing I need is your help. And begin to mention that specific area where you need the help. Don't just pray generally. Tell God where you really need his help now. Where you want him to show up. Where you want him to show mercy. Where you want him to show mercy. Where you want him to intervene. Where you need his help critically. Tell your critical situation that requires his help. Masiteli bababa raando sepoli masahila menteli gagaga santa libaba renko koko suboli gaskambali reende kusko boskila raanda kusko poska paliba reento limaska himbo skuliba raindo kusko poski baba raanda kuske poshideli raanda kuske puska ba reende seboli bashanda laba. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, you are God that keeps your promises. You are the Lord that stands by your word. You told us to fear not, because you will help us. Lord, this morning, we have come unto you crying for your mercy and requesting and pleading for your help. Oh Lord, our God, whatever might be the area where your help is needed this morning, Lord, without you, we are helpless. Men may attempt to help us, but if you do not help us, we cannot move forward. Lord, we know you will not abandon us because we are your people. We know you will not leave us to our fate because you are God of mercy. So this morning, we cry from the depth of our heart. As you have said, this man, we should cry unto you for help. Lord, we cry unto you. Lord, let us receive divine help in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who need help, regarding their state of health. My Lord and my God, send help to bring healing, to give them miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who need help regarding their families, Lord, send help and give and do that what they need in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who need help regarding their work, Lord, send help and prosper them in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who need help regarding employment, oh Lord God, send help and open door for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those who need help regarding their business, oh Lord God, send help and open doors of prosperity unto their work, unto their business in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who need help regarding their spouse, oh Lord God, send help in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who need help regarding marriage, Lord, send help and settle and establish them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who need help regarding stagnation, Lord, send help and Lord, let them move forward and accelerate in the progress of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who need help regarding their spiritual life, Lord, send help and rescue them from sin and from lowly life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who need help regarding the yoke which the enemy has put upon their lives, maybe through their family, maybe through their ancestors, maybe through their background, send help and break chains and fetters of iron over their lives, over their destiny, over their home, in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, let everyone experience your hand this month of August, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.